Hey everyone, welcome back to the Groundbreaking Leadership Podcast. Today I got another special guest. We have the third one in the row. This is Christopher Steven. This is my second son. Christopher, say hey.
Hey y'all.
So I'm excited to have him because he has a great growth journey. And, you know, the past couple of episodes, y'all have noticed that we're starting on the first step because sometimes the first step is always the hardest in your growth because you don't know what's going to happen or anything like that. So I'm very excited to hear Christopher's first step, you know, because we always talk about the first step. And sometimes, you know, we heard Michelle, you know, hers was more of an inspiration, you know, that got her on her growth journey. But sometimes it's not inspiration. It could be desperation. So, Christopher, when we're talking about growth, inspiration or desperation or a little bit of both, what do you think yours was on your growth journey?
Definitely desperation.
Desperation. Yeah. So you got to explain that because this is the first desperation story.
Okay, wow. Well, just a bit about me is I was grew up a very overweight kid, and I was always like try to hide it from the world, and I was very ashamed of how heavy I was and how big I was, and I keep sugarcoating because in reality I was obese. I was 285 pounds overweight, and I was getting really close to 300, and it was really scary. I always tried to, like, you know, lose weight and just motivate myself to do that, and I just never could be motivated. I wasn't inspired enough. And then one day a group of friends of me invited me to go on a bunch of rides over to Universal Orlando, and it was really fun actually, but it was so embarrassing because every roller coaster all my friends went on, I would sit right next to them, and I would have the I don't know who the people trying to load me up, I would have them just try to shove the seat down, like the latch or seat belt down on my stomach, and they would not budge. I remember clear as day, like this one of the greatest roller coasters there, where it flips and goes like one of the fastest ones of the time. They actually had the big chair is what they referenced to, and they had me sit in it, which was the very front, which I already hated roller coasters, so that was already already scary, but I did it anyway. And I remember the guy kept shoving and shoving it, and he literally jumped and tried to shove all his weight on it, and it would not latch. And I had to, like, it was so embarrassing to me even to this day, because I had to leave the roller coaster, and I just saw my friends just stay on the roller coaster, and they're like, all right, we'll see you at the end. And that was a moment where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm obese. Like, I can't fit on any of the rides. And I was so embarrassed where towards the end, the day when they were going rides, I'd be like, I would just be ashamed to just say I'm terrified. Like, I don't want to go on that. In reality, I was just ashamed because I would be too big enough to go on the rides. And that was really the day where I'm like, all right, I can't stop lying to myself. I have to be honest of where I'm at. I have to be honest of who I am. And so I started getting to work. I started waking up early. I'm like, all right, I can't do, like, I don't want to spend so much time. I'll just do 30 minutes today. So I started doing 30 minutes today. And then I started to just grow myself during that 30 minutes. I started listening to, like, speakers, like, Jim Rohn and John Maxwell and all these people, just to continue to inspire me, just because I realized, like, halfway through, like at the beginning of the journey, is like inspiration, like or motivation to keep going is like internal, it's not external. It's like you can just just wake up and just like not be motivated, but you kind of have to like motivate yourself. And what I started doing was I started not waiting for a feeling, like I went for a feeling, like, right. It's like I was saying, it's internal, where if you wait to get motivated, you'll keep waiting, but if you go to be motivated, you'll be motivated. So that's what I started doing. I started running, I started watching what I ate, and started working on myself. And then I started doing online school, where within like 2 years I lost over 85 pounds, got an associate's degree, and even with work, due to all my personal growth and self-growth, I went from like making barely $8 an hour to now making a commission. So nearly almost tripling, no, actually doubling of what I made. So
that's awesome. So I want to recap, because, you know, that was great information. You know, and the first thing that you did was, you know, you had that defining moment where enough's enough. You know, you had to be true to yourself. You know, sometimes you got to take the blinders off and just have a reality check. But then you didn't just go all out. You started small. You said you kind of started a little bit small, and then you just kind of build on that, because now how many hours a day do you
actually? Oh, yeah. I know I do over 2 hours during the week. I wake up in the mornings. I do like 30 minutes still in yoga and like 30 minutes running. Then I go home and I do like 30 more minutes of some kind of cardio, whether basketball, riding a bike, and then I do weightlifting for like over 40 minutes. So. Definitely over 2 hours.
So it doesn't take that you have to jump in 2 hours tomorrow. You know, he gradually did this and built on top of it. And what happens naturally is once you start moving in a direction, you get energized, and then it's almost like you want to do a little bit more, and then it adds on. And next thing you know, like you said, it's a habit. It's a routine, and he don't even think twice about it. But I also like it that, you know, to inspire you, you do have to put positive stuff in your head. And I like that you listen to Jim Rohn and those guys, because that's exactly what you have to listen to. Because if you listen to a bunch of, you know, garbage or negativity music and stuff like that, that's not going to motivate you. So I love, you know, you're starting your day with something positive, because it's so important. But I also want to, you know, talk to all the people out there that said they don't have time to do it, because I just want to go over your schedule, because everybody's, well, cry and whine, I don't have time to do this, I don't have time to do that. So you work full time.
Yeah, actually, when I first started, if you don't mind me sharing, that was my favorite excuse to use, because I didn't have time. But honestly, like, during that time, that was like the most busiest I've ever been in my life. I was pushing like 50 hours to 55 hours at work every week, and then I was doing online school at same time, so I was already pushing online school, and then 50 hours of, like, I mean, doing online classes, which I think was like taking 40 hours, and then doing the 50 hours, and then it was like really, really hard to just squeeze in the time, but I knew it was something I wanted, and because it was something I wanted, I made it a priority.
Yeah, exactly, because you're working full time, you're exercising, you're going to school, and you're active in the church. So you're still doing that, and
oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yes.
Yeah. So all the ones that said they don't have time, it's just not important to you yet, and that's where you got to make that decision where it's important to you. You know, just like Christopher did. You know, enough's enough, and then he found out, and like, this is where I'm going, and this is the direction I'm going. Because I imagine you set some goals out there for yourself.
Yes, I did. I originally, like I said, enough is enough. I was like, my goal in terms of weight was, I'm like, I just want to be under 200. And so I just started chasing after that goal. And then I realized, I'm like, I kind of want to be under 200 within a year. And then I'm like, oh man, 85 pounds is a lot. But then I started doing math. I'm like, all right, let's divide it into months. And then it started to be like eight pounds a month, which wasn't that bad. I'm like, okay, that's not bad. And then it started to be, I started to shoot for like lose 1 or 2 pounds a week. And like I said, it doesn't sound like really encouraging. And the most, it's very, like the hardest part too during this whole weight loss journey is just like, you don't see your progress go instantly. It's always, you see one small thing at a time. You're just one little niche. And I just knew for a fact, though, that I just believed that it takes every little niche to, like, have the biggest outcome. Like, I forgot who said it, but it was this famous like stone mason who made like the one of the base stone like culture like stoneworks we see today of this like huge man. They're like, how'd you do it? He's like, it was just one niche at a time. The guy was already under the stone. It just took a lot of time to find him there.
Yeah, so, exactly. Chiseling just a little bit at a time.
Exactly.
Where you're falling in love with the process, and then it equals the results. So that's an awesome story, and I hope that motivates you also. And now you're studying for what? I know you're back in school again. So what are you doing now?
Right now, due to my journey, a lot of people have been asking me like tips and tricks, and I'm gladly sharing it. But now I'm like, I really want to help inspire other people and help people out of this like desperate time. So I've been studying the personal training, finding new ways to help others, and then I'll also improve myself too, so I can help others even more. So,
and that is awesome. So follow, you know, Chris Stevens on social media, you know, and follow his journey and more to come, because you know I know he always loves people and wanting to help people in that. So if you got any questions or anything, comment below, reach out to us. And Chris, I surely appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
All right. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.